30 years. Where did the time go? That's how long I've spent in my career in TV and radio, in presentation, production and training. And all of those kind of hints and tips and advice and anecdotes pouring out now, day by day, in my daily course, Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. We're talking about extremes of projection. Loud voices, which we've spoken about over the course of about a week ago, and now softer voices. Now, why may someone speak more softly? Let's go through a few reasons. I mean, they could be perhaps divided into three categories: physical, psychological, and also social reasons why someone speaks softly. So those physical reasons, I mean, they may have a weakness in their vocal cords or perhaps breathing problems. Nerves can lead to us feeling as though our vocal cords are closing down. We looked at this previously. That kind of mental attitude can lead to tension and shallow breathing, and also a lack of practice. I mean, if someone hasn't spoken for a while, perhaps working from home, their voice may be easily strained on their return to the office. Psychological reasons might include a lack of concentration on the topic or the listeners, or not reading the room. That can lead to mumbling. Lack of confidence in the topic can lead to ideas being thrown away and said more softly. A quiet voice may be down to someone being self-conscious, perhaps about how they look, their face, maybe their teeth. Maybe because they think their voice doesn't suit them. It's too high or low, they may think, or perhaps because of a lisp. Or it could be down to stress or depression. Those kind of people talk more quietly. And there could be social reasons, perhaps coming from a quietly spoken family, one where children were encouraged to be seen and not heard, perhaps some religious communities, or perhaps being a single child may lead to someone speaking more quietly. Or maybe coming from a large or loud family where siblings were so exuberant it was easier to stay stumm than fight to be heard. Some of the physical, psychological and social reasons why someone may have a soft voice. So how do you get a louder voice, bearing in mind what I just said? We'll talk about that tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.